old man scowled. Hawk not friend. Fight coyote many time away from chicken. He chicken dog. Chicken dog. Them was fighting words. If Missy hadn't been there to hold me back, I might have cleaned house on the whole coyote nation. Me and old man Gut went nose to nose and were growling at each other when I caught some motion out of the corner of my eye. I looked. It was Scraunch. He was crouched low, walking real slow. Hair along his backbone was bristled all the way from the back of his neck to the tip of his tail. Had a snarl on his mouth that showed two rows of long white fangs. He was a big dude. Tall, brawny, raw-boned, and so ugly that a guy could hardly stand to look him in the face. Kinda throwed a chill into me. Old man Gut backed off. Now what you say, chicken dog? You scared, betcha, huh? I swallowed and tried to keep my knees from going out on me. No, I ain't scared. You not scared, Scraunch? You not smart? Scraunch, very bad fellow. I glanced at Missy. Tell your brother that I don't like the look on his face. She told him. He stopped, and a roar of laughter went up from the other coyotes. When they quit yipping and howling, I went on. Tell your brother that if he takes one more step, I'm gonna use him to sweep this whole pasture. And when I get done, there won't be a cactus bush left in Ochiltree County. She told him. He grinned and took another step. Tell your brother that I saw that and I won't forget it. Missy shook her head.
Not talk so big. Make Scraunch mad. Big mouth make big trouble.
One of the first rules you learn in security work is an old piece of cowdog wisdom. Never bite if you can bark. Never bark if you can growl. Never growl if you can talk. And never talk if you can run. In other words, when the odds are against you, the best kind of fight is none at all. That was my strategy, see? The longer I talked, the longer I could stay alive. And who knows, I might just say something that would change Scraunch's mind about tearing me limb from limb, though I didn't have a great deal of hope. He was standing maybe 4 or 5 feet in front of me.